Have you ever lost an important document on your computer? Have you ever experienced a computer crash? If you have, then you know how frustrating it can be when you lose those important files. Now, thanks to Mozi.com/Amber, you can avoid all those possible frustrations. Mozi.com/Amber is an online backup to your computer. You will never have to worry about losing the family photos or any important documentation. Try it today and receive a discount. You get 15% off Mozi Home with promo code Amber or 15% off Mozi Pro with promo code Amber. They protect your files with military-grade encryption, the same security online banks use during data transfers. So save time and effort backing up on your CDs or external hard drives that can eat up a lot of time. You can only manage to do it so often. And there's still a chance that these storage devices can be lost, destroyed, or stolen. So what are you waiting for? Visit Mozi.com/Amber. Use promo code Amber and you'll save 15% off on your file protection. Amber is a paid affiliate of Mozi.com.
It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May's show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
It's Amber May, and thank you so much for joining me on the Amber May show. I'm so excited because brand new opportunities are happening for me as we speak. And it's really exciting. Shortwave radio station contacted me and wanted to carry my program. So I will soon be on shortwave radio in the first Friday of February at 2:30 Eastern Standard Time. You can hear me on the shortwave radio. And that is all over the world, which I think is fantastic. And you can find out more of that information on my podcast page when you visit my website. And that's AmberMayShow.com. And then click on podcast and you'll find out what station I will be on at what time. Well, I just came back from a wonderful trip. And I highly recommend all of you guys go. Make it a priority. Put it on your bucket list to go to the Holy Land, to Israel, for Christmas. It will change your life. It was, I can't even put into words how it felt to be in Israel, to be in Bethlehem during Christmas Eve. And we went to the midnight service. And there was just this wonderful feeling. It's like, it feels like really like it's Christmas. I can't put into words. Words just don't describe the feeling you get when you're there in Bethlehem. But it's fantastic. And I really would hope every one of you guys would put it on your bucket list to try that and go there. So I want to thank you guys for following me the last couple weeks and for giving me that. I haven't been putting programs on, but I have been feeling a little sick. But I'm feeling much better now. And then the trip, I was gone for about 3 weeks. So thank you for your patience on that. I do appreciate it. Well, there's some major things that happened when I came back to the States. And one deputy friend of ours was shot and killed in the line of duty. And he actually was about to retire. It was pretty sad. And he left behind two small children and a wife, and he had grown children as well. So it was pretty heartbreaking to go to his funeral, but it was pleasant in one hand to see all law enforcement from around the state and outside the state come and show support, as well as paramedics and firefighters, and that was really beautiful. But it was pretty sad to see that happening, and then there'd be people calling in the radio station asking why the freeway was closed down and why should they close it down for a funeral procession and this and that. And that kind of upset me because it wasn't just any kind of funeral. It was someone who laid his life down for the community. And how dare we disrespect that? He was a brave hero. And the man who killed him actually had killed two people from New York, and they were visiting our state. And when the deputy went up, he was doing a welfare check. He wasn't sure if someone was in the vehicle who was stranded, sick, or what the case would be. But he was going out originally to investigate a burglary and then saw a suspicious car and proceeded. And the guy opened fire and killed him. just sad. And then this person has the audacity to say, why should we have closed down the freeway? It was an 8-mile long procession. So really the best way to handle that would have been to close down. And you know what? If this was a military personnel, no one would have said something if they laid down their life for the country. So we have to respect the people that serve us in our community that reach out every day and they put their life on the line for people they don't know. And these wives have to let their husbands go to work every day with the thought of they might not come home today. And the kids have the same feeling that maybe their dad won't be home today. So when these men and women are putting their life on the line, the least we can do is show them some respect, don't you think? Well, that was my little 2 cents on that, because that really just bothered me. It really bothered me. And I just pray for the family. So if you wouldn't mind, lift up the family. It's Coleman. Their last name is Coleman. Lift them up in prayer. Give them peace, because I couldn't imagine not waking up with my husband next to me every day. That would devastate me. So I can only imagine having kids and then your partner, your best friend, is gone. So keep them in prayer. That'd be great. I'd really appreciate it. So just to let you know, there's so many things you can do on my website. If you go visit my my discounts page, there's discounts that are up there, and I'm working on putting up a few more. I'm dealing with a couple businesses right now, and I'm hoping that it will help you out. So keep a good eye on the discount page, because I'm trying to save you guys a couple bucks here. It's really expensive. So you can find that out at AmberMayShow.com. You can always contact me. I'd love to hear from you. And you can write me on my website. And again, that's AmberMayShow.com, and hit the contact page and it will take you to where you can get a hold of me, because I'd love to hear from you. What are your thoughts about the show? Do you like it? Do you understand what I'm saying? Any thoughts you have would be great. Any show ideas would be fantastic. There is something that I want to talk about this week, and it's political. I would like all of us to try and hold our politicians to a standard, because there's so many good people that don't run for office because it's just such a nasty world in politics. All the cutthroats they do, all the lies that they smear about you. Instead of the people talking about their platform and about themselves, they try and smear the other opponent. And there's one party in particular that does it in America more than others. I won't say which one, but I bet you guys all know which one I'm talking about. And you know what? I think us as voters need to send the people a message that if you're going to act that way, then we don't need you in office. Because what does that say about your character if you're willing to do those kinds of things and spread lies and rumors and mudsling? You know what? We just want to know what you stand for, what you're going to do if you make office. We don't care about Joe Schmo and what he did in his past, okay? Tell us what you can do now. I believe in restoration. I think people who have messed up in their past can make a change and be a successful person. I don't believe that just because you screwed up a long time ago, you should be held accountable for all of that the rest of your life. Again, restoration, and God's in the restoration business, and if God can forgive you, then why can't I? Okay, so let me know about what your platform is. Don't tell me about what your opponent's doing. Tell me what you're going to do. And I think we need to pray from right now until the moment we cast our ballots, and pray for godly men and women to enter the office, because this country is just, at least our country, and I know this is going all over the world, so maybe you guys can relate, but America, the value system has just gone through to the toilet. It's pretty pathetic. I mean, dads don't take care of their children anymore. People don't even get married anymore. Girls just act really loose. They don't have strong morals anymore. And Our family life has decayed and our morality has gone downhill quick. And if we want to get this country back, then we have to start correcting our behaviors and how we treat one another. I think we have to get back to basics. And sociology teaches you society is just as strong as the family. If the family is weak, then your society will be weak. So please pray on every level of government, not just the national, but the local races too. That people like David and Daniel and Abraham and Jacob and all these people, Joshua, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Put these people in office so they get the godly wisdom that we need to turn this country around. We've kicked God out of this country, and you know what? It's not good. Look at all the countries around the world that have kicked God out. Are they prosperous? No, they're not prosperous, and they're a dangerous place to be. And that's not something I want for myself or my future ancestors, my future kids, my future grandkids. So that's not a place I want them to live. I want them to be happy and prosperous and feel safe in this country. And you know what? It's up to you and I to also open our mouth and evangelize to people who may not know Jesus. Talk to your neighbor. You don't have to Bible beat them over the head, but you can tell them about when life hits them hard. Tell them about what God says and what he can do for them. What did God do for you in life when it was hard for you? And tell them about that. Invite them to church. You know what? If you want this country to go downhill, just look at the Middle East. They have open religion. In Israel, open religion. Anyone's welcome to come. But the Muslims are trying to dominate and take it over. And they've caused a lot of problems over there. And the Christians are caught in the middle because it's a Jewish country. And the Muslims are trying to take over. And the Christians aren't liked by anybody. So it's really difficult for the Christian Arabs over there. They're caught in the middle between this big war, and it's very unpleasant for them. So please pray for the Christians that are in Israel right now. Pray for the Christians in Egypt because they're facing terrible danger with the Muslim Brotherhood taking over the country. So pray for them. This should be a time where we hit our knees and just start praying. We pray for our country that this will be a God-fearing country again, and that the blessings of God will come back to us, and that we will put God first in our country and not make him last or kick him out. So pray for that. I urge you and ask you, please do that. And remember, if you ever want to get in contact with me, you can find me on the web at AmberMayShow.com. And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else. Because eventually, number two will look out for you. At AngiesList.com/Amber, you can find thousands of unbiased ratings on services for your home improvements, car repairs, and even doctors. When you use promo code AMBER, you will save 25% off your subscription. It used to be difficult to find service providers you can trust, but not anymore thanks to AngiesList.com/Amber. So visit AngiesList.com/Amber today and save time and money.